President Trump has claimed it would be dangerous for the UK to do more business with China as the Prime Minister works to strengthen economic ties with the country on the third day of his trip there. Mr. Trump's warning is similar in tone to the Conservatives, who've accused the Prime Minister of kowtowing to a country which conducts daily espionage. Sir Keir Starmer says he wants mutual trust and respect between the UK and China. The US President was asked about the British visit.
Mr. President, what do you think about the UK getting into business with China? Keir Starmer was in Beijing.
Well, it's very dangerous for them to do that, and it's even more dangerous, I think, for Canada to get into business with China.
In response, Downing Street indicated Washington was aware of the Prime Minister's trip and its objectives in advance. European Union foreign ministers have agreed to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organisation because of the country's violent attacks on protesters. The EU has also imposed sanctions on Iranian officials, including the Interior Minister and Prosecutor General. In response, Iran's foreign ministry said it reserved its legitimate right to take reciprocal measures against the EU's decision. The Ministry of Defence covered less than half the money it spent on detecting and tackling fraud and theft over the past 4 years. Weapons and laptops were among the stolen items. The National Audit Office says the MOD needs to simplify its systems to tackle fraud. Matthew Carter reports.
The National Audit Office says the Ministry of Defence has taken steps to tackle theft and fraud, but should do more. For every pound the MOD spends on detecting these crimes, it only recovers 48 pence. Many cases of fraud relate to pay and expenses, but in 2024, the MOD received more than 2,000 reports of stolen assets, 30% of them about the theft of weapons, armour and communications systems. The Ministry of Defence said it had zero tolerance for fraud and corruption and had put in place robust controls.
A 7-year-old girl from Blackburn is missing after being swept out to sea on the first day of a family holiday in Morocco. Inaya Magda's family said that she was hit by a large wave as she and her parents sat on rocks on a beach in Casablanca yesterday. The theatre organist and broadcaster Nigel Ogden has died at the age of 71. He was the host of Radio 2's The Organist Entertains for 38 years until 2018. Here he is introducing the programme, followed by a friend of his, Phil Kensel, the organist at Blackpool Tower.